Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Coming up on show 684, home battery storage is paying for itself. Stick around, we'll tell you more. Plus on the podcast today, only two versions of the Model Y remain in the design studio. New Volkswagen e-Up is available to order. Lincoln building an EV on Rivian's technology. And BYD's new battery forklifts. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to the show for Saturday, 1st of February. It's Martin Lee here, and I go through every EV story each day, so you don't have to. 1 week today will be EVs and tea. It's a big meetup at Basecamp Miami, and it's all being organised by MyEV.com. Alongside Inside EVs, Evernex, and some of the world's biggest and most popular EV YouTube stars. You can go along and meet them and take your car, have a meetup, go and ask questions if you're not an EV owner yet, but if you're EV curious, if you're on the East Coast of, I would say, anywhere on the East Coast really, and you fancy a road trip, man, that'd be so cool to do, wouldn't it? Basecamp Miami on Saturday, 8th of Feb. Make sure you RSVP via the website at evsandt.com. So Tesla recently updated its online design studio for the all-new Tesla Model Y, which, as we know, entered production. As I told you a couple of days ago, Elon and Zach on the earnings call did say the news that shocked quite a few people, although it was predicted, that Model Y production was underway. Customer deliveries start in March. And according to Inside EVs, they've spotted the changes to the design studio, which mean long-range all-wheel drive and performance long-range all-wheel drive are the only ones you can get now. No sign of the long-range rear-wheel drive and the standard-range rear-wheel drive. Those versions will not be available, at least, says Inside EVs, in its initial phase. Let me read you the Tesla.com support page, which I had a little dig around on. I changed my VPN to USA, and I had a look at the US version of Tesla.com. They've got some FAQs up there. How much does it cost to place an order for Model Y? The cost for an order for Model Y is $100, non-refundable. The full payment of your car will be taken at delivery. When will Model Y production begin? We recommend checking the Model Y Design Studio for your region's most up-to-date production estimates. And here we go. Long-range rear-wheel drive is not scheduled for production at this time. Doesn't sound like it's even postponed. It's not on the roadmap. Can I edit or cancel my Model Y order? Yes, you can edit or cancel your Model Y order in your Tesla account. Pre-orders can request a full refund of their deposit in the Tesla account. Hey, calling hardcore Tesla fans, by the way, because I don't pay attention to these things in the minutest of details like those Tesla podcasts out there that it's their job to track, you know, every time Elon burps. Isn't that $100 non-refundable order fee a change? Wasn't Model Y always $2,500, and now they've brought that in line with Cybertruck. Non-refundable. Interesting. $100. I mean, not the non-refundable bit, but the $100 bit. Kind of lining things up, interestingly. If you'd like to find out more, if you wanted the rear-wheel drive version of the Model Y, decision to make, I suppose, get your deposit back or go for one of the two long-range models. They do like to simplify. Tesla really do like to keep the lineup as slimmed down as they possibly can, but that's pretty tight. It's like, you know, have any colour you like as long as it's black. Anyone you like as long as it's a long-range one. Okay, I mean, look, I'm not in the market for one. I'd love to be. However, are you? Would you like a rear-wheel drive and you can't get one now? Give me your feedback and I'll pass it on to the listeners of the podcast. All right, moving on. And Volkswagen has opened up the order books for the revised e-up, now featuring a range of 159 miles. The new version of the pure electric city car has a significant range increase compared to the original version of 83 miles, now doing 160 almost, primarily because of the new 32.2 kilowatt hour battery, up from 18.7 kilowatt hour, says Chris Lilly at Next Green Car, because of its place within the E-up range, or the up range. It's got some pretty nice equipment things, actually, like multifunction camera, lane assist, smartphone integration, heated seats, heated windscreen, climate, automatic wipers, cruise as standard. Prices start just under £20,000, including the plug-in car grant. Orders are taken now, and if you want to have a look at what the new E-up is like, then check out Bjorn Nealon's videos, because he's been doing some long-range testing on the VW. Looks nice, nice little city car. A great second car, I would say. And also, if you're in an urban area, a great first car. You can get plenty done and plenty of people in a car that small, even though it is pretty dinky. But look, 160 miles for a car with a nice small battery. Not a small price, 20 grand, not a small price. But when you factor in things like the benefits of driving an EV in the cities, of being able to at least drive into some places in this country. Otherwise, we've got congestion charging zones, ultra-low emission charging zones. You can, you know, if you live in London, save yourself a lot of money by driving an EV. Big, big news for Lincoln. The Lincoln Motor Company has confirmed it's developing an all-electric vehicle that will be powered by tech from Rivian, says The Verge. Lincoln's parent company, of course, Ford, announced a $500 million investment in Rivian back in April last year and said it would build an electric vehicle on the startup's platform. In other words, the battery, the motors, and the things that make an EV go before they start to add the styling on top. It was reported in the months following it would be a Lincoln SUV. But Ford's luxury mark had not confirmed any parts of those reports until today. And it indeed will be taking the skateboard from Rivian, from the tech they've got, and putting a Lincoln on top of it. Big, big news. Well, moving on to battery storage, and 4 years ago, Tesla installed its first ever Powerwall battery pack in the Australian household of one particular family, called the Fitzner family. They've just revealed how much of an impact the Powerwall is making, says Tech Radar. When combined with a solar panel system, Powerwall users can store excess energy generated by their solar and use it at times when the sun isn't shining, and they have so far, in 4 years, saved about just under $6,000 US, that's about $8,500 Aussie dollars, on their electricity bill. They pay about 30 cents a day. Worth noting that they spent $16,000 Aussie dollars, that's just under 11 grand US dollars, to put in the battery, the solar, the hardware. Hasn't paid for itself completely, but it's a short payback. Solar getting much cheaper, as we heard. Oh no, I was going to say recently. It was over a year ago. Phil Roberts from Electric Future, one of our premium partners, came on and did a special last Christmas. That was over a year ago. My goodness, time flies. And even then he was saying, look, solar is getting cheaper. Prices obviously fluctuate, but over the long term, solar has got a lot cheaper. And that time to get your payback isn't as long as it used to be. Storage is a different matter. Home storage isn't such a slam dunk in terms of getting your payback. But, you know, if you're going to live somewhere a long time and maybe you want to do it because you want the tech, not because you want to make a couple of pounds, then you should go for it. Well, Tesla has entered into a partnership with LG Chem of South Korea and China's CATL for batteries to be used in their EVs. That was confirmed on Wednesday. Tesla has a long-standing battery arrangement with Panasonic. Japan's Panasonic said it's packed with LG Chem, and CATL's much, much smaller than the deal they have with Panasonic, according to Reuters. And last year, a Reuters report on the Tesla talks with LG and said that they were going to be sourcing batteries only for use in the China Gigafactory or Gigafactory. No, what's Elon want it called? Giga China? He wants it called something now. The nomenclature is changing. I think he wants them called Giga Berlin or Giga Germany. I think it's Giga and something. It's either the name of the country or the city that it's in. But not 1, 2, 3, 4 anymore. A source has told Reuters that they may be sourcing more batteries from CATL to fulfil demand. I think that's also a slam dunk. It's not a big guess, that one. All right, let's talk BYD next. And BYD continues to sprint towards electrifying every vehicle category in the world, with news today that it's adding an electric forklift shipping and receiving facility in the Southern California city of Rancho Dominguez, says Clean Technica. Well, BYD believes its lithium-powered forklifts are game-changers as they extend the life expectancy of the battery pack significantly compared to lead-acid predecessors. It's got a 90-minute charge time, and the BYD forklift helps the battery stay fully topped up with minimal downtime throughout a shift or a day by smart charging it. And, you know, if you're working anywhere that emissions are an issue, just for the forklift operators themselves, those people deserve to be riding on a clean, vibration-free, as safe as possible piece of machinery and not sitting on anything that spews out fumes. So, yeah, batteries are getting everywhere. They're getting into the most, you know, the vehicles that you wouldn't expect to be talking about, but forklifts are also being electrified, and we love it. Right, final story today, and Hyundai Motor of America have announced prices for the new IONIQ electric car, the 2020 model. It's the redesigned version, doing 170 miles of range, with loads of advanced safety features as well. We like the IONIQ, very, very efficient car. $33,000 for the SE model, and you can get a federal tax credit of $7,500, making the net price about $25,000 for the SE model. Top of the range one is just over $31,000 with the tax credit factored in. That's the top of the line limited edition model, which has forward collision avoidance, pedestrian detection, blind spots avoidance, a rear cross-traffic collision, a drive assist, a big nav system now, a really nice premium audio system, and going a little bit further as well with faster charging on the new IONIQ. Okay, question of the week is always applicable, not just this week, but what can we do to make the podcast bigger and better, maybe more focused? Let me know your feedback. Email hello@evnewsdaily.com. 231 patrons of the show. They are on a website called Patreon. If you're new to it, you haven't heard of it, it's patreon.com/evnewsdaily. And it's a way of individual people, whatever level, whether it's $5 or $10 or more, basically it's a one or two posh coffees a month, isn't it? You can support the work of people, of artists, you know, songwriters, podcasters, anything really on Patreon. But the work that we're doing here to spread the word about EVs, about clean tech, and to try and get more people as excited as you and I are about this. Thanks to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, thank you Brad, and Avid Technology. There are 683 previous shows in the rather extensive archive covering a couple of years worth of EV news. In the meantime, come and say hi on the socials by searching EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.